Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is my pleasure to say hello to Andy Bassett, Executive VP, Chief Administrative Officer for Travelers. And Andy has been involved with organizing the Travelers for many years and has become a familiar face with the PJ Tour players and the Korn Ferry Tour players, as we've been talking about. Hey, Andy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ann. How are you today?
Good, 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 good. It's been a busy week and an exciting week. And I know it's been exciting for the Travelers. You had some huge news that was announced this past week that Phil Mickelson has committed to play.
Yeah, you know, we have a great field, as usual, which is always our biggest objective of every year. And, you know, Dustin Johnson, number one in the world, was so excited to have Dustin back. And Bryson DeChambeau, who's five, and Patrick Cantlay, who's seven, who just won. Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed, 8 and 9. I mean, we've got a terrific field. And then this past Monday, we found out Steve Loy, who is Phil's longtime coach, but agent now, called me and said, hey, Phil just called me and told me he wanted me to call you and tell you he's coming. And I said, wow, that's really cool. That's great. I can't tell you exactly what I said, but that was the sense of what I said. I was so excited because I've had many conversations with Phil. He's been a great supporter of what we try to do here at the Travelers Championship. And he's just been a great partner. So I was so excited to have him get the call on Monday. And, you know, all of our hard work from our trip to Charlotte a few weeks ago to the Wells Fargo paid off and was very, 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 very exciting and useful to what we're trying to get done at Travelers.
And what did you think of his win at the Ocean Course? Geez, just unbelievable.
Oh,
becoming the oldest player at the age of 50 to win a major.
You know, if anybody can do that, it's Phil. And, you know, I had my doubts. It was funny. I'll tell you a short story of what happened down in Charlotte. Phil's working. He's so focused on his game right now. I think it's exciting. I love to see that as an athlete. I love to see the focus. And I saw Tim, his brother, who's his caddy. I said, Tim, when's the best time just to say hi to Phil? And Tim said, hey, come on back at 11:30. We're going to move from the range to putting, and you can just grab him for a second. Okay, great. So I go back. I'm very obedient. I went back at 11:30, and Phil looked up. He was just finished. He came over and said, hey, Andy, how you doing? And we just had a short conversation, and he said to me, he said, you know, I really would love to get it to the Travelers this year again. He said, I just love the course. I love the fans. He said, the fans that you guys attract are so great. They're so knowledgeable about golf, and they're so supportive. He said, I really, really would like to get back there. I said, Phil, you just call me if whatever you need. The answer is yes, and we'll figure it out. And so I watched him, as you said, and I watched him win at the PGA Championship, and I'm like, oh, boy, I doubt this is going to happen. I mean, because he'll just be too busy. He'll be getting ready for the U.S. Open and such. And so I get to fast forward, and I get the call on Monday, and I was just like, wow, Phil is like a super guy. I mean, just really, really good. So we're excited, and what a win, right, on the Ocean Course. My gosh, I played that course, and that is not easy. And the way these guys play it, the way the course is set up, it's really not easy. So we're really excited.
I know. It's It was unbelievable. It's great, those personal conversations with Phil. I mean, he's just such a personable guy. And, you know, the fact that he was having trouble sustaining focus for long periods of time, and then he goes out and looks more focused and confident than ever. I mean, that was a quick turnaround as far as his mental game goes, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I think so many of these golfers, I mean, they're world-class athletes. And I think, and you and I have talked about this before, I mean, world-class athletes technically have it down. And they're technical masters of their sports, of golf in this case. And their bodies are physically in great shape. And it becomes a mental game. I think a lot of this is probably 70-80% mental, because everything else is great. They've been doing this for years and years and years, playing since they were, in some cases, little kids. And it becomes very, very much your approach, your preparation, your confidence in your game, and your focus on what you're trying to accomplish.
And making those adjustments when you need to, you know, so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like night and day, you know? I mean,
yeah,
the way Phil performed on the ocean course.
Yeah.
What about, you know, you mentioned Dustin Johnson. I read an interesting piece when Dustin won last year, your defending champion, and you went up to him and asked if he would be back. What did he say?
You know, last year was such a strange year, wasn't it? It was a strange year for all of us. We had no fans. Nathan Grube, our tournament director, and I were on the 18th hole when Dustin came in, and we were high-fiving each other and looking around for somebody else to high-five, and there was nobody else to high-five. And, you know, and we did the trophy ceremony. It was Nathan and I doing it with him in a little safe area outside, and I said to him, you know, Dustin, congratulations, great win. I sure hope we see you next year. And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, Andy, I'm your defending champion. Of course I'm coming back next year. And I'm like, wow, this is a really good day. And so Nathan was there. And I think if you had seen our faces on camera, it wasn't, but if you'd seen our faces on camera, our mouths just dropped open. And so we went up and we said bye to him, got him in his SUV and off to the airport. And I said, where are you going next? Figuring, oh, we talk about golf. He said, I'm going fishing. Really? I said, where? And he said, well, I have a boat. I just bought a boat. It's down in Jupiter, Florida. And I said, that's terrific. I said, what do you go fishing? I'm a fisherman too. And I said, what are you going fishing for? And so we talked. And so this year, I think this is kind of a cool story. Every year, we give a gift to our defending champion when they do media day. And Dustin was good enough to do a virtual media day, which everything was still virtual then. So I called a friend of mine who makes custom fishing rods down in Jupiter. Said, I need two rods custom made for sailfish. That's like not quite a tuna rod, but it's a pretty massive rod. I said, I want embossed on it, Travelers Championship, Dustin Johnson, 2020 champion. So this year, I told him about it, but at media day, but I've got him here with me, and we're going to present those to him at the 2021 Travelers Championship and just thank him again for what he did. But, I mean, we think of good things. Mark Leishman, we made a cricket bat for, and we always have fun with these gifts. And I thought, what better to give a guy that loves to fish for big fish than a custom-made fishing rod? I know to those who don't fish probably wouldn't really appreciate it, but that's a big, big deal to a fisherman, golfer, like a guy like Dustin Johnson.
Oh, he's going to love that. See, that's what your team goes the extra mile. That's why these players commit early and want to come to this event, you know? What about Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau? That would be interesting.
Will the feud continue
at the Travelers Championship?
Yes. I love Bryson and I love Brooks, and they're both great guys. But, you know, but I realize, as once upon a time when I was an Olympian, and I am Olympian, but when I was in the Olympics and training for that, when you're a world-class athlete, you're out to compete. And nothing is like playing golf on a Sunday afternoon, right? It's highly competitive. It's very focused. And, You know, I watch that and I think to myself, that's happening every day. It's probably a little bit more, what's the right word? It's probably a little bit more visible with the media and such. But that happens all the time. I mean, guys might like each other and they might not like each other, and they're out there to compete and to win. And it's a highly intensive battlefield, as I look at it. But, you know, I look at that, and I love both of these guys. Bryson and Brooks are two great guys. But they're competing at the highest level, too. And so, you know, we all have to understand that there are lots of things. A lot of people, some people like people, and some people don't like people. And I don't really understand what's going on there at all. But I love both of these guys. They're great guys. And I spent time with both of them, and, you know, they have the best intentions with charitable organizations in their hearts, and they love the game of golf, and they're masters of the game of golf, and they hit the ball a long way, too, and so that's probably interesting in itself. But, you know, it's one more. We get this number five and number eight in the world. They're going to be competing really hard at the Travelers Championship.
And there might be some social media drama going on at the same time, so you got to love that.
I was talking earlier,
Andy, that I had the pleasure of playing with Austin Eckroat at the BMW Charity Pro-Am in Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah. And it was his very first professional golf tournament. And I understand that the Travelers Championship will be his very first PGA Tour event as a professional. How psyched are you about that?
I think it's great. I mean, we've got, you know, and Ann, you and I have talked about this many times, but we have some terrific young golfers come through the Travelers Championship. I mean, look at the class from last year, a couple of years ago. I mean, as an athlete, I believe in giving young athletes an opportunity. And that's what we do at Travelers. Travelers is a great company, and we love to give our employees an opportunity to excel. And I think that fits the Travelers mission exactly with the PGA Tour mission and the Travelers Championship mission. And a guy like that is a terrific young player. And John Pack, who just won, I think he won all the awards, for young players coming out of college. Yeah, exactly. And a great golfer. I mean, just really, I mean, world class. And these young guys are coming up and doing such a great job. So we're going to have a great threesome of young players and playing along with the best in the world. And, you know, you look at how the other players we have given exemptions to in the past. I mean, Webb Simpson I always go back and talk about Webb. And, you know, he said to me in 2008, "Oh, Mr. Bissett, thank you for my exemption." I said, "Webb, when you get famous, just don't forget us." And then fast forward right to 2011, was it? I think, when he won the U.S. Open. And he came back and he said, "I told you I would never forget you." And I'm like, you know, that sends chills up my spine. And we do this to help the young players. And I always say to them, just don't forget us when you get famous. And most have not. Most of them come back and support what we're doing because they know we're trying to raise money. As the lead-in said, we've raised over $20 million since we started this in 2007. And last year in 2020, in the middle of a pandemic, we still raised $1.6 million for charity, over $1.6 million. And this year, you know, we're going to have over 10,000 fans at the course every day, which is phenomenal. At least Nathan and I won't be high-fiving each other. And we'll be able to go out and find somebody to high-five with. But it's going to be terrific. And with all those fans out there, we hope to exceed that number of 1.6 million and raise, again, getting back to somewhat of a normal, and raise some serious money for charities again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the spectators will be back, as you mentioned. That's going to be just incredible to have them back. And I know you have, you know, certain ticket programs for healthcare workers, first responders, military. So can people still get tickets, Andy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got, again, as I said, we get 10,000 tickets a day. The tickets are selling like crazy. As you might imagine, and Nathan and I always kind of keep each other honest, and Nathan's always like, "We're going to sell so many tickets now that Phil's announced." And I was like, "I'm not sure." Well, you know, we we sold a huge number yesterday, and so the tickets are selling really well. There's still tickets available. We have two clubs on course and general admission tickets, and the clubs are on 17 and 18. The 18 club is called the Trinity Healthcare Courtyard Club, and the other one is called the Stanley Black & Decker Courtyard Club. And Nathan and I were down looking at the building this past week, and the views from these two clubs are unbelievable because there's nothing else on the course other than people. And so it's going to be really exciting. So people can buy tickets. I encourage you to buy tickets quickly to get into these two clubs. It's full food, beer and wine, and seating. There'll be picnic tables, so to speak, with umbrellas lining the 18th fairway and the 17th. So it's going to be just a phenomenal experience. And they're just committing. You know, general admission tickets are different prices every day from $50 to $70, and they're selling like wildfire. And listen, you can walk 200 acres of a golf course and eat some great food at concessions and know that it's as safe as anything is out there. Being outdoors is the safest place to be, I think, these days. But I look at that and safety is our number one piece at the Travis Championship this year. We're trying to make sure, and that, you know, if people are fully vaccinated, great, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're not fully vaccinated, we're encouraging everybody to wear a mask just for safety. And go out and have a great time and eat, follow your world-class golfers, and have a great time with your family.
It's really a great week, and I'm so delighted that it's getting a little more back to normal, that's for sure. Andy Bassett, thank you so much. We'll see you a week from this week. It's coming. It's right around the corner.
Hey, we'll be back to normal, and I can't wait to see you and give you a high five and be excited about our great field and come out and follow Phil and have just a terrific week.
Definitely. I'll see you shortly. So enjoy, and I'll talk
to you
after the U.S. Open. Andy Bassett, thanks. Executive VP, Chief Administrative Officer for Travelers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.